Blog Talk Radio.
Truth.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtains.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone. Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate,
and more. All in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
Exciting show for y'all today. I am happy to welcome Susan Pozio from the Prophetic News, and she's also a host on the Prophecy Zone show for me. So I'd like to welcome her. We're going to discuss, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to discuss until she comes on to the show. And also, we're going to have Ralph Apperson. He is a writer. One of his books is called The Unseen Hand, and he is going to be talking about the conspiratorial view of history. So sit back and relax. We're not going to be on for 3 hours tonight. We're just going to be on for 2 hours. Hope y'all enjoy the show. We'll be back, and we will take off from there.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning, America. Warning, America's habit forming. Status habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at AnAmericanWarning.com. That's AnAmericanWarning.com.
Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the scripture tells of his coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
see more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
All right, we're back. We are going to be having some interesting guests in the future. We are going to be using the various networks that we have. We got three: Prophecy Zone Radio, Prophecy Zone Network, and one more, Prophecy Zone News. And we will be also doing a live blog of the show. So you can get more active. We don't have a chat room tonight for various reasons. Probably only going to have a chat room once a week unless the other hosts want to have a chat room. We probably pick a certain day. I know when I host on the Prophecy Zone Network, I will have a chat room probably once a week. You probably say, well, you're going to do five shows by yourself, and you're only going to have the chat room open one day a week. Pretty much. The chat room was exhausting for me. I don't have God's blessing for some reason. All the enemies show up for me. And my topics are going to be much more harsh pretty soon because I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff. I'm probably going to have some people dislike me. Also, if you like the show, go on to iTunes and correct this individual's statements about my Susan Pozio and myself. When you go on to listen to the shows on iTunes, there are comments, and I have one little measly comment that's practically evil. He says we're full of error. Now, we're full of error. I really don't even come out and say, actually, and that's what we're going to do on some shows. We're going to come out and say what we believe, and that's practically what we're going to do tonight also. Full of errors. What do you mean by that? Please, I'm not trying to be funny, but if you out there and we think I'm full of errors, then you need to find out what the Bible says for yourself, because evidently you may be a heretic, or you might just be some evil brother that God talks about. And what does Paul says about the guys? He says that such and such would not stay with me because he loved the world too much. Paul would say that about his individual. Evidently, they used to be with Paul, and now they're not because they love the world too much. He says they love this present world. So all these people out here are saying bad things. If you want to keep it going, keep it going. But I really hope that some people like the show decent enough to go on and replace that negative comment with something positive. And I hate to use that word, positive. God bless everybody out there. I hope y'all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I had a wonderful Thanksgiving with my family, and I watched my football team lose for the how many times of Thanksgiving. It's like a tradition just to watch them lose. It's not let alone a tradition to watch them lose all the time, but then to watch them lose on Thanksgiving. I mean, if you're gonna go out and you're gonna play, you play. You do your thing in front of a nationwide audience. You just don't go there and get clobbered. But anyway, thank you for tuning in today. We have a Raphael Percent that will be showing up in about an hour, so stick around, Susan.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Yeah, Detroit showed up in the first half, but they
disappeared. Yeah, they got raptured out of the second half. Called out. Yeah, pretty much.
I said, wow, they're keeping up there, but.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. Pitiful.
Yeah, they were exposed. Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Hey, I know this is kind of late on your side. I tried to get you on earlier because I didn't know if my other. He's pulling up the weather, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too late, but since since the time change, it feels late.
Yeah.
It's harder
yeah.
to get used to this time change than
exactly
one
exactly.
in the spring, right?
Yep, pretty much. We got a lot of snow outside. I know that. I mean,
oh no, we had about 80 today. So.
Oh wow, I'm jealous. Yeah, wow. Well, let's get started on talking. We were on a show, a guest on a show called Breaking the Silence, and we were talking about the kingdom of God, and I didn't know how we would take this, how we would explain our part, but I had a good time, and most of the time when I'm on somebody's show, and Susan did the same thing, is you stick with the Word of God, you can't go wrong. We had some individuals from Facebook say some things about the show. Could you explain actually? talk to them, Susan, about what happened. I mean, you got a better view of what happened than me. The only thing I did was show up at the show, and one of the hosts of the Prophecy Zone, Brenda Johnson, had left a comment on the show page that from the Blake in the Silence, because I had rebroadcast it, and she was asking us, are we familiar with what's the guy's name? Randy
Shankle.
Shankle.
Yeah. In Marshall, Texas, I think. Yeah.
And what does he teach? Well, I mean, what is specific teaching?
It's kind of, I guess, like a Kingdom Now teaching. I haven't really studied his teachings because I haven't really paid too much attention to him, so I wasn't really familiar with him. I had just seen a couple things on the internet that didn't make him appear in a good light, and then said that basically he was a false teacher.
Yeah.
I haven't really been able to find too many of his teachings, because I did go and search, because it was a little confusing to me talking about the kingdom and talking about Jesus didn't teach salvation, which I know, of course, we know he taught salvation. So I know that the brothers Ron Mosby and Kevin Aldridge, you know, they're good brothers.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know that, you know, that they were involved in this teaching, which is kind of like a Kingdom Now teaching with people. It sounds to me like they believe that they're supposed to take the kingdom now.
Yeah.
And, of course, we live on the earth. The earth is corrupt. We're not taking over the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know we're going to the kingdom, but we're not there yet.
Oh yes, for sure.
I believe in kingdom now, but later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. You know,
because
we're not in heaven yet, and heaven is really the kingdom that we're talking about. Because while we're on earth, we tell people that there is a kingdom, and there is a place called heaven. We go there when we die.
Yeah.
We don't get there on earth.
Yes,
and then there was something about people coming forward to say sinners' prayers, and then I believe in that. I believe that it's okay to have an invitation for someone to receive Jesus.
Yes.
Because it was a real experience for me to be born again. I believe being born again and salvation go hand in hand. I don't believe that you have to keep working out your salvation so that you have to keep trying to get saved.
Yeah.
Either you're saved or you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Where do you factor in repentance? Is that something, because the Bible would say I die daily. What do you factor in repentance? Is it a regeneration of the washing of the word, or is it would you say once you say sinner's prayer, you don't have to, you know, I mean, the known sins. I mean, for instance, known sins, things that you know, you know, you shouldn't have said this to somebody, or you shouldn't have did this, or you shouldn't have did that. I mean, are you bringing this before the Lord and say, you know what, God, I'm sorry for this thing that I did? Because we don't practically know all our sins. I mean, that's impossible. Because
yeah.
we're in our bloodstream is sin. But just to look, you know, I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be honest with you. God is, and I don't say God is working on me, blah, 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 just to say it, you know, because I know, you know, I'm really imperfect. But I'm saying God is working on me. But I used to be a point where I'd get in traffic, and in my soul, I would cuss out everybody that existed.
Oh, I know.
And now it's a lot better, and I'm more patient.
Yeah, well, that's it, patience, right.
Yeah. And
it's the fruit of the Spirit, though. See?
Yeah.
The fruit of the
yeah.
Spirit, yeah.
Yeah. So, like I'm saying, you, there's a daily, awareness of sin. If there's a daily awareness of sin, that daily awareness of sin, that sin needs to be brought before the Lord.
Yeah.
Now we don't practice so much. We shouldn't practice so much that we have to, you know, ask God to forgive us every 2 seconds. But sometimes it gets like that.
Yeah, well, because we still live in a flesh body.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Our mind gets renewed by the Word of God. We know that we have the Holy Spirit living in us. Well, He convicts us of sin. So you don't lose your salvation because you make a mistake or you sin. That, you know, unless you commit the sin unto death where you totally turn your back on the Lord and you, you know, you just totally commit that sin of denying the Holy Spirit and denying the Lord, where you just totally turn away. Well, but the thing is, everybody that's living is going to sin. And so it was kind of confusing because they kept saying something about, well, you have to make Him Lord and you can't just make Him Savior. Well, we know that. You know, when we're born again, we do make Him Lord.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that we're not going to miss it.
Yeah.
And repentance, we have to repent daily. Usually we do.
Yeah.
And it's always good to have that attitude of repentance, because then you know you're not going to get to that place where you're going to totally turn your back on God and become a reprobate.
Yeah.
So it's important to tell the Lord when we're sorry and we know we've done things. So I think that also, like you were saying about the comment on iTunes, and you were saying something about the, well, they were saying, you know, you're off or whatever. So, yeah, whoever that person is that made that comment on iTunes, could you please tell us what you disagree with?
Unless he's talking about date setting.
Because he said something about, and that's Susan Puzio, she's the worst. Well, like, about what? Please tell me. If there's something that I'm wrong about, okay, I will say, yes, I'm wrong. If you please tell me, give me some chapter and verse.
Yeah,
and
please
tell me what I'm teaching that's wrong, and then I'll look at it. If I'm wrong, okay, I'm wrong. I can admit I'm wrong. But it was like someone came on YouTube, and he went to, I made a video about Rod Parsley on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Rod Parsley, the miracle seller. And so somebody came on from his church, and they were saying, well, he's my pastor, and he knows what he's talking about. And so I said, well, just give me some scripture, please. Show me one scripture where money is seed, and okay, then I'll repent. Just show me where it's at if I'm wrong. Well, he never answers me. He never gives me one scripture to refute what Rod Parsley is saying.
Yeah.
So that's basically, you see, and it's probably the same thing with Randy Schenkel, is that they go to a church and maybe the people make them feel good or whatever, and they're accepted, And then whatever the pastor is teaching or the leader is teaching, they just believe it. And they don't really go into the Word for themselves to find out what the Bible really says.
Yeah. Yes, you got to search the scriptures.
Yeah, because you, that's how you miss it. So I don't care who's teaching, what person is teaching, what famous person or who, what well-known person or what idol that, you know, somebody set up for themselves. If they're not teaching what the Bible says, then they're wrong, and we're not supposed to listen to those teachings. But it's very easy to be deceived.
Yes, it is. Definitely. Definitely.
And especially when people are appealing to your pride or, you know, they find, I find that especially these kind of charismatic cult leaders, they try to find a weakness.
Yeah.
And then they exploit that weakness.
Yes, 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 indeed, yes, indeed. And what I'm about to say may shock a lot of people, but let me finish explaining myself, that every road leads to God. And now it's repeated. Every road leads to God, but only one road leads to heaven. And you can be a the world's greatest yarn expert of knitting sweaters, and if you don't have Jesus, you go to hell. You can be a Mormon who lives in Utah. And finna and move up the ranks. You still don't matter. You can still go to hell. And heaven is only, you can only get there through Jesus Christ, and that is it. The Father, and it's, the Bible says, he who has the Father has the Son, and he who has the Son has the Father. If you deny Jesus' death, burial, or resurrection, you have messed with the first layer of salvation. You don't want to play with that. There is in the New Testament, just by itself, God has placed there various commands, not commandments, commands. Of course, if people want to phase out the Ten Commandments, but it's, the Ten Commandments are actually really simple, but not yet hard because of the Old New Testament and what some of the stuff that Jesus said. For instance, if you even look at a woman to lust after, you have performed it in your heart. So you have performed it already just by looking at her. But, so that does not phase out the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are not phased out. Thou shalt not, you know, thou shalt not.
Right.
You know, cover thy neighbor's wife. I mean, all that stuff is pretty simple.
They're very simple.
Yeah. So the
and
Bible says
Ten Commandments. It's
yeah.
almost all there. How to live your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says, "He who practices righteousness is righteous, and he who practices sin is sin." So, if you're practicing, if you say you're a Christian, you're practicing a lifestyle. I'm not just talking about homosexuals. I'm on every facet. I'm talking about everything. It can just be you can go home and be a gamosexual. I'm just joking. You a game person who likes to just, you know, play video games based on sex. You don't have to leave the house. I mean, you can get online and do all that stuff online and don't have to leave the house. And then turn around and say, well, that homosexual is going to go to hell. Well, what do you mean? Are you calling for phone sex? I mean, for real, which is, people don't think like that. Understand, people don't.
Yeah, but what you're saying is so right, because it's like any Christian, any Bible teacher or Bible preacher, even people like us that have these radio programs that we do, we know that there's all kinds of sin.
Yeah.
And yet, if you mention homosexuality or you talk about that one,
yeah,
people get so offended.
Yes.
That, then they want to say you're a hater and it's a hate crime. And
yeah.
But we know that, yeah, like you're saying, okay, so is the person into pornography? Well, that's a sin too. So we don't say that's right. When sin is sin, And God gave us a certain way to live. So it's not that we're haters or we hate people or we hate their lifestyle. Well, it's just like an adulterer. God hates adultery. We hate adultery. And but yet people in the world, there might be certain, okay, they'll say, yeah, adultery is wrong. But yet they don't want to say that homosexuality is wrong.
Yeah, and my eyes. I love pets. I had a cat.
So you're breaking up here.
Oh, am I?
Yeah,
I have. Can you hear me?
You're still breaking up.
Okay. Cool. How about now?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. My eyes are breaking up again.
Oh, you're breaking up again.
Okay. How about? Let me put it on. All right, hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I was looking at a pet. I was talking about the pet.
But you're breaking up again.
All right. How about? Good.
It's still breaking up.
Okay. Now,
I can hear you now.
Okay, I have to call back almost.
Yeah, but it's breaking up again.
Yeah, I have to go back on another one.
I heard you good in the beginning, just until a few seconds ago, you started breaking up.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it sounded really good.
Okay. Well, I'm probably gonna have to call back again.
You want me to call you back?
Yeah. Am I still breaking up?
Yeah, you're breaking up, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll just go call back. Go to the station. Try to call back again.
You want to do a commercial and let me call you back?
Switch box. All right, stand by.
There you go. Now I can hear you.
Was an actual recording of my daughter's heartbeat within my womb. And ever since my husband Jeff saw our moving, active, vibrant daughter by way of live ultrasound image and heard her precious heartbeat within the womb, he's been horrified that we as a society legally kill our children at this stage of life.
As a society, we legally kill our children.
This is the greatest human rights issue of our day.
To join in the conversation, Fridays 9 to 11, visit WeKillChildren.org and find the show. That's WeKillChildren.org.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we don't go blowing up people and killing our enemies because God never told us to do so, but we're literalists in our interpretation of what the Bible says. We believe it verbatim, we believe it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we live accordingly. So why is that so hard to believe that Muslims would do the same? Because the Quran puts no limitations on the violence and the war against those who stand opposed to Islam, where the Bible and the New Testament, especially in grace under which we live, Jesus never mandates that we do such a thing. So, you know, they're literalists and we are literalists. Theirs causes them to be violent.
Rapture Ready Radio, live on Tuesday and Saturday, and the BB Report live on Thursday. Visit www.raptureReadyRadio.com for more show information.
Okay, I'm back. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
Okay, I'm on the guest line, actually. I didn't even bother to call back in on the host line.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I have a thing where, like, the operators use. I'm outside, so my kids were asleep. I didn't use my studio. I haven't used my studio in a long time. That really angers me. But what made me happy today is I called in and found out that I can use Skype for, and the Blog Talk Radio stands for it, because first they wouldn't do that. And unless I just have minutes left and I don't know about it.
Yeah.
But for right now, it seems like they're paying for it, so I'm happy.
So I can use my Skype. So are you on Skype now?
Yeah, I was on Skype with the little gadget I had.
Oh, I see. Now. So then you started breaking up for some reason.
Yeah. So I have to call back in, but I'm gonna use my other computers next time.
Yeah.
I can use my microphone, but my kids are asleep now. See, they sleep. They only sleep when I kind of just say, well, I'm gonna do it from the garage, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, so then they sleep.
They start crying, and one of them starts throwing a fit. The 2-year-old, he's pretty good at timing the shows perfectly.
Yeah.
He'll be quiet the whole night.
Yeah, right.
Like he's countdown 5.
Well, he knows you're going to be on the phone. That's it.
Yeah, so.
That's how kids are when you're on the phone.
Yeah.
They know it. They want your attention.
Yep. Pretty
well,
much.
That's good. That's good. Everybody's sleeping.
Yeah.
It's early there yet, too, for sleeping, but that's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Phil, just to kind of conclude, too, about the show that we were on, because I just wanted to make sure that we cleared it up and that people understood that.
Yeah,
that wasn't our beliefs. I know that you feel the same way as far as that when we're born again we receive salvation.
Yeah.
And that we're in the kingdom, but we're not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely ain't there yet, especially when you walk downtown and get robbed.
Yeah, right? Oh yeah. Yeah. Or we're definitely not there yet. But I wanted to bring this to your attention because I thought that you would be interested to hear this breaking news story here. The Palestinians are claiming that the Western Wall is Islamic property.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this story just broke November 27th, 9:15 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Where does that break from? What news agency?
It says Right Network. Right Network. You know where I saw it? On the Southwest Radio Church.
Oh.
It has a news page.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at it before I went on with you, because I'm going to be having, on Saturday, I'm going to have James Sundquist on my broadcast at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He wrote the book, Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church? And it's an expose of Rick Warren. And he's also done some work with the Southwest Radio Church. So I went there just to see if I could, what I could find. I am familiar with that ministry, too. But they have a news page, so that's where I saw it. And then I clicked on the story and went to this Right Network, and it's there. Palestinians claim Western Wall is Islamic property. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then also I was looking at the Drudge Report, And this WikiLeaks thing is coming out, which I think is very interesting. It's like, how are these people getting these classified documents? I don't know. Do you know how they're getting these documents?
Oh, somebody in the government is probably leaking it to them.
Yeah, because they're going to declassify 250,000 documents. And some of the stuff that's coming out is the Saudis finance Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Iran obtains missiles from North Korea capable of striking Europe. Clinton orders U.S. diplomats to spy on other countries at the U.N. This is interesting. So all these things are going to break. These leaks are going to come out. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be an interesting couple of
Because there's a lot of interesting stuff going on right now as far as North Korea and South Korea. Like, what is going on over there?
Yeah, exactly.
You see, things are starting to heat up now, too, where this thing with Israel, the Palestinians now want to take the Wailing Wall.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect timing. timing.
Yeah. And also, I was... because I'm doing this interview on Saturday with James Sundquist, and of course Rick Warren is associated with Rupert Murdoch, who runs the Fox News channel, and he's also a very, very wealthy man, but he's very friendly with Rick Warren. I don't know if he tries to masquerade as a Christian. But he owns this newspaper in London, The Sun newspaper, and they actually have, on page 3, they have a topless woman every day. I don't know if it's every day or, I mean, I've seen the newspaper when I was in England. I mean, I didn't read it, but I saw... saw it on the newsstands, but so also another very interesting fact about Rupert Murdoch is he owns this publishing company, HarperCollins, and this is really interesting because HarperCollins bought Zondervan. No, Zondervan at one time was a Christian publishing house, pretty conservative. Of course, they did start publishing later on some of these outrageous Bible perversions, which they call perversions. But then they were bought out by Rupert Murdoch's company. And... yeah, they bought it, and then he also bought the rights to the NIV Bible.
Oh, NIV Bible.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and because of this publishing house, but also HarperCollins, this publishing house, that it looks like Rupert Murdoch still owns it, publishes the Satanic Bible.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's a very, very interesting fact that they are all hooked up together.
Yeah.
And when you really, a lot, if you go on and do a lot of research, which I love doing, I like to look things up and research things. So when I was looking for ties that people had and books that were written that could be deceiving books, they even some of the occultists, they even write a dictionary.
Yeah.
I think it's, I can't remember if it's the Merriam dictionary, but there's also a dictionary that they write. So they can actually influence the way you look at words.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of politicians were doing during these last couple of elections in the last 10 to 15 years, is that people have been changing. They've been trying to change the meaning of words.
Yeah.
Even in the last 20 years, remember Bill Clinton, he tried to change the meaning of is.
Yeah.
How are you going to change the meaning of is?
Well, it's
like
double talk. It's what is. Yeah. Is. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you
so
can see how it all fits into the end time deception, that if we're not rooted and grounded in God's word, and how easy somebody can brainwash you.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. What's the word, relativism? What's right to me is maybe not right to you.
Yeah.
Which, you know, now all that stuff. It's crazy. I mean, and then they say there is no absolute truth.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you buy, it's like you buying your son a PlayStation 3 and you calling up, cussing out the company, telling them, you know, what they should, you know, what you think should be, the computer should be made out of. I mean, to them, to Sony, it's absolute truth. They own the absolute truth. I mean, to that product.
Right.
And just like a car. Or just like a house, even a house. You buy a new house, and they tell you what they're going to put in it, and you can't come back to them and say, well, we said, you know, you got to put this also in it, but you told us this is what we're going to put in it. That's all. So there's ultimate truth, you know, as far as what you told the house, the contractors, what you wanted to put in it. They told you already this is what we're going to put in it, you know. And you're like, well, okay, whatever. But that's how people, it's like you arguing with a company, you know, Ford, you know, calling Ford, telling them about their vehicle. You can't tell them about their vehicle. They gave you a warrant, you know, they gave you a manual that comes with the vehicle.
Yeah, right.
You know.
That's the word of God. That's our manual.
Yeah. So there is absolute truth. So
yeah,
it's absolute
but you
truth
see
everywhere.
How they... There's so much confusion. Of course, we know that God, who's the author of confusion? We know that the devil is the author of confusion because God isn't the author of confusion. I mean, he can send confusion. He did it at the Tower of Babel. He confused the languages. But we see how, you know, you can see it on Christian television, and it's so prevalent, how confused people have become. Because they just don't take the time to get to know God. They don't take the time to get to know His Word, and it's like you say, we have the handbook. We can't argue with God about what He's the laws and the things He's told us to do because He knows everything.
Yeah.
He knows everything. It's His book.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And. But it's even they're so subtle because they brainwash people through television, through movies, books, and so that's why we have to spend time in God's Word,
so that
we can stay strong in the Lord and. Try to help people come to know Jesus, to have this gift of salvation, which is a wonderful gift, and being born again is a real experience. You truly are born again. Your old life passes away. And for people like us that have experienced that, we know it's real.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is very real.
It is very real, and we've experienced that miracle-working power of God to take a life that was a sinful life, and, we thought like the world. We did the things, we did the worldly things, and then when Jesus Christ came into our life and we were born again. We were made new creations, and the old things passed away. That old Susan doesn't live anymore. That old Phil doesn't live anymore.
Yes, indeed.
And it's a better life. It's a life of hope and joy and peace, and we know that one day we are going to see our Savior face to face.
Yes. Yes. And hopefully sooner than.
Yeah, because it's really getting to be a strange world. We never thought in our time, I never thought that we would go to the airport and we would be molested.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I heard some of that stuff on some of the news on that, on Alex Jones, but I finally got a chance to see it for myself on the actual news because I never saw it. I haven't been watching CNN, Fox, all of those, you know, MSNBC news for a while since after the election.
Yeah.
And I finally got a chance to see actually the pet dog. I was like, oh, okay. Because I thought he was just blowing smoke, you know. I thought Alex Jones was just blowing smoke. And it was like, wow, that stuff is for real.
Yeah, it was for real. It's like, yeah, that was real. I never thought I would see this kind of thing.
Yeah, but you know, they got to protect this stuff. They got to protect this from the boogeyman.
Yeah.
People on there saying, you know, you got to keep us safe. You know, what would you want? Get attacked again? I'm like, well, 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia, was 8 of them are still walking around, still alive. So what do you get from that? I don't know. It's a grassy knoll event, you know, type of thing. I was watching, it was Ventura special conspiracy, and they were talking about, you know, one government versus, you know, more than one government. And it was kind of fascinating how it took, you know, Warren Commission, just like, it's like history repeating itself. It's like the Warren Commission, they, oh, there was this one gunman, just like the 9/11 Commission. Oh, just 19 hijackers. I was like, okay, whatever.
Well, it's amazing, you know, because I was 11 or 12 years old when JFK was shot, and we saw it on TV. We were sitting there watching the funeral, and then all of a sudden we see Ruby shoot Oswald, and we're sitting there, we're watching this on television. And the whole thing was, it was amazing, really. And then the stories, you can't get the true story about what really happened to this man.
Yeah.
There's so many stories.
And then the dude that shot Oswald ended up dead a couple of weeks later at least. That was crazy.
What, Ruby?
Yeah, the one that shot, yeah, Ruby.
Well,
Ruby
he died later, a few years later, in prison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he had cancer, but even in the end, though, he said he wanted to go to Washington or he wanted to go somewhere because he had something he had to say.
Yeah.
But he never got to go and he never got to say it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was under the impression that Ruby died as soon as after those guys died. He was
no,
in the hospital.
It wasn't soon, no. It wasn't soon. But you see how they can take things and they can twist things and they can change stories and they can change evidence. So that's why the Bible says not to put your trust in man. We don't put our trust in the government. Try to, as Christians, we try to live a peaceful life. And we pray for our leaders because the Bible tells us to do that. We don't wish them any harm. But we realize that God has his own government.
Yeah.
And his government is not of this world because he has a kingdom. It's in heaven. He's the king. And he is the ruler of the universe. nobody is going to destroy his earth or, you know, no one is going to take God's place. But God has his own government. It's a government of righteousness, peace, and joy. But we see how human beings can take a government and they can turn it into something wicked and evil.
And that's been happening throughout history over and over again.
Yeah, it happens over and over again. So I was watching an interesting program, too. I think it was this morning. I was watching this program, and they were talking about America being a Christian nation.
Wow.
Yeah, and so the one of the guys on there was saying that, oh, George Washington, oh, he talked about God, and he made sure that, I don't know if it was George Washington that started Thanksgiving or Abraham Lincoln, one of those presidents, but I'm like, well, yeah, anybody could talk about God. It's like you were saying, you could say, well, there's, you know, there's many ways to get to God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Whether you like it or not. If you don't accept him now, you're going to find out after you die that there really is a Jesus Christ and there really is a God Almighty. And then it's going to be too late. But, I mean, it's really interesting, the whole things with, you know, the Christian nation. And I'm saying, well, I mean, you know, George Washington was a Mason. So how do you say he's a Christian? I'm listening to this thing, and I'm laughing to myself. I'm saying, wow, I mean, you know, these people, too, are trying to rewrite history. I don't know why it's so important for them to try to turn America into a Christian nation.
Well, a lot of pastors want to bind themselves to believing, even some of the better pastors. I've heard some pastors that are, you know, high strung, you know, a hardcore, you know, Christians who still believe. Well, and here's my gauge, and probably yours is probably the same way, of a Christian nation. It's when you see if you see an individual who's a Christian, and it says you know them by their fruits, just that individual by themselves. What are the actions? What is the progression of their lifestyle every day?
Yeah.
Then you can explode that into a nation and say, okay, what is their fruit? And when you go down the street and not just, you know, when you go to the mall, you see these little 16-year-old beboppers walking around with short skirts on and some of these guys with saggy pants. I'm looking for everybody. To me, a Christian nation is at least 70% of the people are Christian. That's a Christian nation. I'm not a 30% carrying the 70%.
The church is the Christian nation. The church is the nation.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
The nation itself. I mean, you get this, I'm like, these people, like, they love these fairy tales. Like, they just make up these fairy tales. You know, you're supposed to believe this stuff. Like, oh, people came here and they started this country and they killed the natives. They killed men, women, and children. You know, they leave that part of the fairy tale out.
Yeah.
They leave the part out about the George Washington and these people having slaves. They leave that part out.
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with Christianity? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a fairy tale. Because it's like you're saying, it's only...
And see, what we talked about earlier with these movements, like the emergent church and all these different types of movements and then you get into the political realm where they're changing vocabulary, they're changing the words.
Yeah.
And then you can look at the television set and you see, and the Bible says the eye is a floodgate. So whatever you're looking at, that's what you are.
Yeah.
So it's just like in the natural, whatever you're eating, that's what you are. So if you're eating bun buns, potato chips, that's what you are. If you're eating fruits and vegetables, you're healthy. You should be healthy.
Yeah.
So
that what we have went over tonight is sort of connected to each other. And it's kind of in a weird way God has a way of doing it, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is connected to each other. There's so much to learn. And it's just like we know, like the Bible says, our life is but a vapor. And we're just really here for a short time. Sometimes it doesn't seem like that. But we're really here for a short time. So what really matters? What really matters is the fact that we can be a voice to people, to help show them the way to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to let them know that really the earth is not their home. We're just passing through here. It's like you know, 1 minute you could be alive, and then you're gone. And ask anyone that's lost a loved one. They're gone. Yeah. They're not coming back. They're not going to sit there in their chair at the dinner table. They're not going to be in their bed in the morning saying good morning. Yeah. They're going to be gone. And so you can know where they went. You can know that they went to heaven. And you can have that peace of knowing, because one thing for sure is we're all going to die.
Yes,
we're all going to die. And where are you going when you die? Do you know? Yeah. I mean, the people that are listening right now, maybe there's somebody out there and you don't know where you're going. But you can know. You can know.
Amen.
And that's a wonderful peace of knowing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Jesus provided that way. The Father sent His only begotten Son down here to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus was without sin, and He is the only way. It says in Peter 2:5, it says there's only one mediator between God and man, that's Jesus Christ. And we have to put our faith on what He did on the cross as a substitute for our sins.
Yeah.
Because we're sinners. We are sinners, and we fall short of God's glory. We can't work our way to heaven.
No.
Only Jesus can pay the penalty that needed to be paid. And if you don't know Jesus, ask Him to come into your heart and your mind and live for Him daily, on a daily basis. And we're not saying your life is going to be perfect after that, but God, you are now a member. Once you ask God to be and come into your heart, you're now a member of the kingdom of God.
Right.
And you'll be going to heaven after that. But you want to know, you want to know. Because wherever you're going to go, you're going to be there for eternity.
Yes.
And that's a sad thing. And I would like to still get you back on the show, because we can just have a show just on that. Because Satan has blinded the eyes of men. And it's kind of sad, because sometimes I sit there and I think about this stuff, and I'm like, wow. If you really just sit back and think about society, and about, kids want to go party, even older people want to go party in the holiday season. And if you think about how life is a vapor, and a lot of times our thoughts are not thinking. Sometimes, and I've been there before, where my thoughts were not on God. They wasn't, sometimes you wonder what is life after death and things like that, but Hollywood has got that taken care of. They have us thinking we got ghosts floating around, walking around,
talking to people.
Yeah.
Or you so get to come back. You get to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
Who wants to come back?
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break.
I want to come back and do it again.
No, never. Never. But I like to, even like your family life, everybody has a family, everybody has disagreements with their family or whatever. So you can look at your family and you say, okay, that person really aggravated me. But then you think, well, the thing is, I have to think, well, they might not be here tomorrow.
So
I have to try to look at it and walk in forgiveness and not try to get revenge and forgive people. That's so important because people are going to do things all the time to us.
Yes,
and they're going to hurt us. They're going to steal from us. They're going to, you know, they're going to try to do things to hurt us. But if we can really try to be like Jesus and look at human beings with value of, you know, God loves that person. God wants to save that person. And no matter what, I'm going to keep that focus that I'm here to be a light in a dark place.
Yes.
And the world is a dark place. There is a dark place. And as Christians, we're going to try to do the best we can to help people, to show them the way, and to be a blessing. I mean, really, the church, the church should be a blessing and a lighthouse to the world.
Yes,
I mean, that's what we try to do on our radio programs, is we try to provide information for people and give them something good to listen to, give them information, because you've spent a lot of time studying as well as I have. I've spent years doing research and studying to try to be a good Bible teacher, to try to help people understand the Bible in a simple way. Yeah, because it is simple. Salvation is simple.
Yes, it is. Very simple. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for coming by.
Thanks, Phil. And you have a real good guest coming up, too, Ralph Epperson.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping he's different yet again, because he's getting older. So if he, hopefully he's going to be calling in a second or two. But, yeah, thank you so much for coming by on the show. I'm probably going to have you as my wild card since.
That's okay. And, you know, we talked about a lot of different things, so there's a lot of information that people can go back then. Anybody that's got a computer, they can go back and look up some of those things. And and there's so much to learn. So, but mainly... we learn from God's Word, and the Bible is such a beautiful book. It really is beautiful.
So
I want to thank you, too. Thank you for your friendship, and God bless you, dear brother.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. I have pushed something. Okay, there you go. All right. That was Susan Pozio from Prophetic News. It was a wonderful interview. We were talking about various subjects. And if you want to listen to the archives, go back and check the archives out on Blog Talk Radio. I'm give Brother Mr. Ralph Epperson some time to call in, and we'll go from there. But we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
Show. are listening to the Prophecies on Blog Talk Radio.
Soon.
We are in the last days.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
All right, we're back waiting for our next guest to call in, and hopefully he calls in. If not, then we will just finish up the show pretty early. So I don't really know if he, hopefully he has the right phone number to call in, but I was just going to say a few things. I wanted to, there's a lot of things on my mind recently, even as far as the relativism, which is what is right to me. What your, actually, let me say this, what your opinion of truth is based on the individual person. So what is truth to me, what is right to me, may don't have to be right to you. And what's wrong to you doesn't have to be wrong to me, meaning that I am the professor. I am the king of truth in my life. So in my sphere of influence, in my sphere of life, what is truth is determined by me. And what this does to the Word of God is it excludes doctrine. Now, there are churches out there nowadays that are teaching their congregation the same thing as being taught in society. What is right to you, what is truth to you, is determined by you. Now, how did they do this? That's pretty easy. They just say, in the Word of God, your interpretation is important. Not what the Bible says, but your interpretation is important. Now, the Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's also distorted knowledge. So if you have the Word of God and you are the determiner, you determine if this is what the Bible's saying, then you're no better off than somebody in the world who says, I am the determiner of what is truth and what is not. Because what you're doing is you're interpreting the Word of God on your, you know, as a Christian, you're interpreting the Word of God. As a person, a non-believer, they are interpreting morals. They're interpreting truth outside of the Word of God. So you have the Word of God to determine truth, and they are on the outside determining truth. But when churches tell you that you can determine truth by saying it is in your interpretation of Scripture, which is what is important, rather than what the Bible itself is saying, you have a problem. So a little bit later down the line, we're going to be talking about that, because I think it's important that we clear things up in relevance to the Word of God is truth. You must pray to God that you can interpret the Word of God the way God wants to interpret the Word of God, not the way you want to interpret it. There's no private interpretation of the Word of God.
You don't own the patents on the interpretations. And that's the funny thing about it, is when people come in to my ministry and say I'm a heretic because I say there's a preacher of rapture. So the way you're approaching it is as if somebody, the mid, the post, or the pre are all going to be saved. One of those groups are going to be saved, and the rest of them are going to go to hell because we're talking over a secondary issue. This is a secondary issue. If you walk up to me and say, I'm post-trib, I'm not going to say, you're going to hell. But a lot of people are spending their time trying to figure out how a pre-trib rapture person can go to hell. And I think that's a waste of time. So your interpretation on a secondary issue will not send you to hell. But if you deny the resurrection, then, hey, so we must ask God to give us knowledge and wisdom on determining what the Word of God is saying. Because I can always tell you that, hey, I can use once saved, always saved to my benefit. Even though, okay, I'm not a person who believes once saved, always saved in the general sense that people sell it. I believe that only God's foreknowledge knows. God sits outside of time. So God sees the whole thing. He sees the whole situation. He understands who's saved and who's not, who's going to make it to the finish, who starts, who's going to finish. He understands all that stuff. So with God's foreknowledge, once saved, always saved is correct. Only based on God's foreknowledge. That's when he says, my Father gives me these and I will not lose them. Or that's when he says the 99 sheep, the one that goes off, he will leave the 99 and go find that one person who wandered off, or the coin. The lady sweeps the place, finds the coin, and they celebrate. Well, God knows who is going to finish because he sits outside of time. God is the Alpha and Omega. He knows all that stuff. So once saved, always saved, by that premises, is correct. But once saved, always saved, in the sense that people will go out and sin and do what they want to do, saying, "Okay, I can become a drag queen and still enter heaven." That's not what it's saying. Okay, but I don't see my guest calling in, so I take it he might have just forgot again, and that's fine with me. That's fine with me. God is good. I'm kind of reading the email right now, so that's why I'm not. Really, somebody sent me I had a video on North and South Korea online, and people are writing me daily to talk about that as if I actually had any foreknowledge. I didn't know anything. That was a while back. That video is like a year old. I'm older than a year old, actually. But my 2-year-old kid is upstairs doing his midnight temper tantrum. He's not a really bad kid. He's just kind of bossy. So he's up there bossing his sisters and brothers around, trying to get them to do what he conforms to his will. But God bless everybody out there. I don't know what happened to Brother Ralph. Mr. Ralph Apperson, but God bless y'all. He's older. He's getting older, and he kind of cracks a joke and says he forgets a lot. So I believe that. So God bless him. Also, hopefully get him back on the show on next Sunday because I don't see him calling in right about now. But
Okay, I accidentally pushed my own button, put myself on mute. But God bless y'all out there, and we'll be seeing y'all on, because I don't think he's going to call in. But we'll be seeing y'all next Sunday, and I have no idea who my guest is going to be for next Sunday, but I'm pretty sure I'll get some decent guests on. Forgive me for not having Ralph on here, but we'll see if we can get him on here next week. But God bless y'all, and everybody else, and y'all have a wonderful night. God bless.